online bidding will begin on October 22nd. I'm Ryland Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics with Eleanor the Great, a film directed by Scarlett Johansson, starring June Squibb as a 94-year-old woman who tells a tale that begins to take on a life of its own, in theaters starting Friday.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Emporia. It's 6:06.
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates bipartisan consensus building with Kansas State Representatives Laura Williams and Brandon Woodard, October 8th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We are also going to talk about the situation with James Comey. Just not all that long ago, the former director of the FBI has been indicted on criminal charges stemming from his testimony back in 2020. This now goes to a grand jury. Find out what happens and get you the latest coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
KPR listeners are always looking for ways to make their dollars go a little farther. We have a great way for you to stretch your KPR contribution. Our fall membership drive begins tomorrow morning. All that stuff we did before, that was emergency stuff. This one we've been planning for a long time. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar tomorrow morning during the Power Breakfast. Double the value of your pledge tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., jamming an entire day's worth of fundraising into just 90 minutes. You can do it. I believe in you. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. It's 6:20.
NPR News.
The Trump administration is instructing federal agencies to prepare for mass firings if the government shuts down on October 1st. And these job layoffs would likely come from programs that do not align with the administration's priorities. That story and a lot more coming up tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
News headlines coming up next. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Abilene. It is 6:30.
The economy expanded more than expected in April and June. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the agency will restart international food aid, but under new branding, with an America First focus. Earlier this year, the Trump administration gutted USAID, the agency that purchased and distributed American farm commodities overseas, and it fired all the staff. Now, Rollins says restarting the program will help use up a mounting glut of excess farm commodities.
It is a signal of the government and our purchasing power and the importance of ensuring we're moving our row crops out across the world.
Rollins says the program will buy more than 400,000 metric tons of corn, wheat, and other grains immediately. That's important because farmers will face a huge glut of unsold farm commodities after harvest this fall. Rollins did not say how USDA would rebuild the globe-spanning operation to distribute that food. U.S. Representative Sharice Davids of Kansas is urging Congress to pass a bipartisan budget to avoid a government shutdown. Democratic leaders want to reverse cuts that Republicans made to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Critics say the cuts could end health coverage or raise costs for millions of people. Davids says restoring health care funding is worth fighting for. But she told KCUR that the consequences of a government shutdown would be, quote, catastrophic.
We could see things like flight delays. We could see delays in Social Security and Medicare. There are so many functions of the federal government that impact the everyday lives of so many Americans.
Lawmakers need to reach a deal by October 1st to avoid a shutdown. New state cuts to corrections funding will leave Sedgwick County with less money to administer probation. The Kansas Department of Corrections is planning to cut the county's funding by nearly 40% over the next 3 years. Some other counties like Johnson and Butler counties are set to receive an increase. State officials say the changes aim to make funding across counties more equitable. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Ryan Beatty told staff he fears cuts to services could lead more people to reoffend.
This cut decimates the capacity of our community and your department to do these services.
The county commission is asking the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature to intervene.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And live at Green Lady Lounge, it's the Roger Wilder Trio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me for an hour of Kansas City Jazz. Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Stay tuned. We have a little more All Things Considered still to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, up next, we have Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music destiny. It's Tango Thursday. Don't miss that. It's followed by Jazz in the Night, featuring music from the Vinyl Vault. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next we have KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 7.
No hesitation. She says she came here for more than just fetch. She loves watching the chaos.
They all just get along. I mean, all these dogs are just having a great time. Big dogs, little dogs, every color dog.
All kinds of dogs, taking advantage of their one chance a year to visit the public pool. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Knoyer in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. and from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
The White House is telling federal agencies to prepare for mass layoffs, the latest on a potential government shutdown and its consequences, coming up on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. We'll get you caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will handle the local duties tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Up next, we have Classics Live. Then we have some fresh fall music as autumn is truly upon us. Evening Classical Music with Destiny at 8 o'clock tonight. It's Tango Thursday. I always like that. Then it's Jazz in the Night. Tonight is Thursday, so you will be hearing some music from the Vinyl Vault. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. Classics Live is next at 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're inside the Lead Center Pavilion at KU, bringing you a refreshing piano recital by a young woman named Janice Carissa. She's one of those who makes the hardest piano music sound effortless. From her first notes, you will be entranced. The Philadelphia Inquirer agreed, saying Janice Carissa has the multicolored highlights of a mature pianist. Let's hear her signature clear and clean playing, yet colorful, in the first 10 of the Bunte Blätter by Robert Schumann, his Opus 99, or Colorful Leaves.
Thank you.
Robert Schumann's music from 1849 and before, calling various pieces he hadn't used before as a collection Bunte Blätter, which in English means colorful leaves, as in album pages. Using many piano colors was Gilmore young artist Janis Caressa. Now Janis will play a Bach Prelude and Fugue in B-flat minor here at the Lead Center Pavilion.
Thank you.
from the first book of The Well-Tempered Clavier by Johann Sebastian Bach, a prelude and fugue in B-flat minor. Next, Janis Karissa will play Alexander Scriabin's third piano sonata from about 1898 that was ahead of its time. There are four movements with some short notes by the composer to go along with each one. The first movement, marked Dramatico, is marked the soul, free and wild, is thrown into the whirlpool of suffering and strife. The last movement ends with a feeling of victory and triumph over those things. Scriabin's third sonata on KPR's Classics Live, featuring pianist Janis Karissa here at the Lead Center Pavilion.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming today. I promise I have prepared a little dessert in the form of an Indonesian music that is written by my mentor, Jaya Suprana. He gave me a lot of performing opportunities and also motivation to learn music and to really learn as many piano repertoire there is. I think we're so lucky as pianists that we could never possibly play everything that exists, but we can always try to know more of them out there. And so one of the pieces that I will be, the piece that I'll be playing today as an encore is called Fragment. It's by Jaya Suprana, and it's inspired by the Balinese dance and both slow and fast. So I hope you will enjoy it.
Covering a range of emotions by the Russian composer Alexander Scriabin, written when he was about 26. His piano sonata number 3, opus 23, played for us here in the Lead Center Pavilion at the University of Kansas by pianist Janice Carissa, who is currently on a world concert tour underwritten by the Gilmore Young Artist Competition, which she won. You can find out more about her at JaniceCarissa.com. Carissa with one R and two S's. KPR's radio engineer, Chubb Smith, was here to record the concert. I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for joining us for Classics Live. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. A KPR recording made on Valentine's Day 2025, a violinist Zolt Ader with Lucy Tan at the piano, from the Carl Goldmark Concerto No. 1 in A minor. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org. And from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. This is Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio from KU. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. A federal grand jury in Virginia has indicted former FBI Director James Comey. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports Comey faces charges of obstructing justice and making false statements.
The charges against Jim Comey come after days of pressure from President Trump, who urged the Justice Department to hurry up and build a criminal case against him. The statute of limitations had been set to expire next week. The charges stem from Senate testimony Comey gave in September 2020 about the FBI investigation into Russian election interference and a leak to the news media. The White House recently forced out a longtime prosecutor after he cast doubt on the strength of any case against Comey. This week, Lindsay Halligan, an insurance lawyer with no experience as a prosecutor, but who had earlier ties to Trump, became U.S. attorney in Virginia. The president posted, quote, "Justice in America," after the indictment became public. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump has given his blessing to a deal for a group of mostly U.S. investors to take over the short video app TikTok. Trump signed an executive order saying the proposed deal meets congressional requirements and will protect national security. NPR's John Ruich has more.
The executive order paves the way for a framework agreement on the sale of TikTok to be finalized. It would see TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance divest to less than 20% ownership while U.S. investors step in and take control. A law passed last year requires ByteDance to divest or see the app go dark in the United States. The law arose out of the fear that, under Chinese ownership, TikTok could be used by the Chinese government to collect data on Americans or manipulate U.S. users with propaganda or disinformation. After Trump signed the executive order, Vice President and J.D. Vance said the deal values TikTok at around $14 billion. He said the deal safeguards U.S. users' data and ensures that Americans are in control of TikTok's prized content recommendation algorithm. John Ruich, NPR News.
Today, dozens of migrants showed up to the Dallas ICE facility where three detainees were shot yesterday. They all had mandatory check-ins with ICE that, if missed, could lead to detention and deportation. NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports.
53-year-old Nicaraguan migrant Benjamin Bellorin drove more than 2 hours to get to his appointment with ICE in Dallas, but he found police officers outside telling him that the facility was closed, no appointments today. Bellorin expressed he was worried, saying,
"Yo quería dejar pues a,
I just wanted them to see that I showed up, he says. He does not want to get in trouble. Bellorin did not know the appointments have been postponed. Authorities say the gunman who opened fire this week was targeting ICE agents, but the people he shot were all detainees. ICE has said this week's check-ins have been moved to next week. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Dallas.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 25th. Messier 31, the Andromeda Galaxy, is the largest and most distant object that's easily visible to the unaided eye. Under dark skies, it looks like a skinny cloud about as wide as the moon. Right now, it's about a third of the way up in the northeast at nightfall. M31 is 2.5 million light years away. In other words, the light you see from the galaxy tonight began its journey across the cosmos 2.5 million years ago. The galaxy is roughly 150,000 light years across, bigger than the Milky Way, and may contain a trillion stars. It's also the hub of its own galactic empire. It's orbited by more than 3 dozen smaller galaxies, and a recent study revealed many new details about the satellites. Astronomers spent years looking at them with Hubble Space Telescope, and they supplemented the new observations by going through older ones. They found that most of the stars in the smaller galaxies had been born by about 12 billion years ago, when the universe was about one-tenth of its present age. And star formation had all but stopped by about 8 billion years ago. Galaxies that are bigger and farther from M31 gave birth to stars a little longer than those that are small and close. One of the bigger satellites might have rammed through M31 a few million years ago. That stirred things up throughout the empire surrounding big, beautiful M31. More about M31 tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you.
those oldie but goodie famous recordings, Artur Rubinstein at the piano here on KPR, playing Grieg's Autumn Leaf Number 4. Because, well, autumn is upon us. Indeed it is. Hi there, I'm Destiny. This is Thursday, Tango Thursday, and I've got some tango for you in about 25 minutes. One of my favorites that includes the autumn season, indeed it does. Hope you all have had a really good week. You still have a chance to get your requests in for my Saturday show from 1 to 4, Classics by Request. Just go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, navigate to the Shows tab. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Right now, I've got the Adagio movement from a Mahler symphony. Mahler symphonies are usually quite long, and well, this one does not fit into the entire hour, but this particular movement from Symphony No. 10 is one of his most famous. This recording features Claudio Abbado and the Vienna Philharmonic, Gustav Mahler's Adagio from Symphony No. 10 on KPR.
Thank you.
Nothing like some good old Mahler here on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, 99.5 Manhattan. So many great frequencies. Hi, everybody. We love all of you. And I hope you liked that adagio from Mahler. Claudio Abbado and the Vienna Phil. You know, we have our power breakfast tomorrow morning. You can help us get off to a strong start. If you pledge, it will be matched dollar for dollar. You can double the value. 7 to 8:30 a.m. for the power breakfast. Yes! Become a great supporter, like the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com. And the Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promo merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. And now for your tango for Tango Thursday. You know I love Piazzolla's Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. Well, there's a huge orchestral version. Guess what? I've got the trio version. Indeed, I do. It's Trio Amade right now on KPR, the Four Seasons for you, not Vivaldi.
Thank you. Piazzolla's Four Seasons of Buenos Aires here on KPR, Trio Amade. I love that music. I hope you all have had a fantastic week. Tomorrow is Friday, and then Saturday we've got Classics by Request from 1 to 4. Quick, get your request in. KansasPublicRadio.org/classics by request. I love hearing from all of you. Don't go anywhere. NPR News is up next, and then Bob McWilliams with Jazz in the Night. See you soon on KPR.
You know that Morning Edition keeps you up to date on the news, but did you know it might help you find a new hobby?
People go beachcombing for lots of different things. Shells, rocks, driftwood. We're after sea glass.
We also bring you stories that make you smile.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More info is at prairiepaws.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump is praising the announcement that former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Trump has been increasing pressure on the Justice Department to take action against his political enemies.
Minutes after the Justice Department announced the indictment, President Trump took to social media and declared justice in America. He went on to call Comey corrupt and one of the worst human beings this country has ever been exposed to. The charges against Comey come just days after Trump publicly pressed for the Justice Department to take action now on prosecutions against Comey and other political critics. It represents the latest escalation in a years-long war of words between Trump and Comey, who famously likened the president to a mob boss. Trump long blamed Comey for appointing a special prosecutor who investigated contacts between Russia and Trump's 2016 campaign. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Comey responded to news of his indictment on Instagram, posting a video saying he and his family knew there was a cost to standing up to President Trump.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
Shortly after the charges were announced, Comey's son-in-law, Troy Edwards, resigned from his job as a U.S. attorney. In a one-sentence resignation letter, he said he quit, quote, to uphold my oath to this Constitution and the country. President Trump is putting import taxes of 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets, and 25% on heavy trucks starting on October 1st. Trump posted on social media that foreign manufacturers of furniture and cabinetry were flooding the U.S. with their products and that tariffs must be applied, quote, for national security and other reasons. Amazon and the federal government have reached a settlement over the company's Prime membership program. From member station KUOW, Monica Nicholsberg reports the $2.5 billion settlement is one of the largest in Federal Trade Commission history.
Amazon Prime members will get $1.5 billion in payments under the settlement. That'll look like a maximum payment of $51 automatically credited to customers who used Prime benefits during the period in which the government says Amazon broke the law. The other billion is in civil penalties. The Federal Trade Commission says Amazon used manipulative web design to trick millions of people into signing up for Prime, and also claims Amazon made them jump through hoops to unsubscribe. A senior FTC official said after the testimony, Amazon's, quote, backs were against the wall. Amazon admits no wrongdoing under the settlement, and in a statement says the settlement allows the company to move forward. For NPR News, I'm Monica Nicholsberg in Seattle.
From Washington, this is NPR News. A Paris court has sentenced former French President Nicolas Sarkozy to 5 years in prison for criminal conspiracy. He was found guilty of attempting to finance his 2007 campaign with funds from Libya. Sarkozy is 70 years old and will go to prison even if he appeals. He denounced today's ruling as a scandalous injustice. Starbucks plans to cut hundreds of corporate jobs and close many stores as the coffee chain approaches the one-year mark of its turnaround plan. The chain has reported declining sales for six straight quarters, with shoppers either searching for a cheaper coffee option or upgrading to fancier coffee shops, NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Starbucks plans to cut 900 corporate jobs, which is the second wave of layoffs for the company following 1,100 job cuts earlier this year. CEO Brian Nichol has said the cost cuts are needed to redirect more money towards stores, which the company is trying to upgrade to keep people coming in more often and staying longer. The chain has been adding more baristas for busy hours, cutting back the menu options, and revamping the ambiance. Nichol says the latest review found many stores where such upgrades are not feasible, and those stores will close. Starbucks didn't say exactly how many, but cited 1% of its North American fleet, which could be at least 200 locations. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Merriam-Webster has added more than 5,000 terms to its collegiate dictionary. New words and definitions include beast mode, an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that someone adopts temporarily to overpower an opponent, and riz, romantic appeal or charm. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities, and the listeners who support this NPR station. Thank you.
greats of jazz guitar, Tal Farlow, in a trio with bassist Ray Brown and pianist Hank Jones from an LP 1977 for Concord Records called A Sign of the Times, opening this hour of Jazz in the Night. It's a Thursday night, 9 p.m. hour, so it's our all-final hour of jazz. Now, A Sign of the Times kind of refers to Tal's other career, completely self-taught on guitar. After hearing Charlie Christian on the radio, he apprenticed as a sign painter, asked to work in the shop at night so he could listen to the radio and the big band broadcasts from big cities around the country, or at least the eastern half of the United States, and taught himself to play guitar. And then in 1949, he was part of a trio that Red Norvo formed with Charles Mingus, and after that became one of the leading jazz guitarists of the 50s. At the end of the decade, he retired, basically. Returned to being a sign painter in New Jersey, just played some weekend gigs, and didn't really come back to music full-time until the mid-70s when this album came out from Tal Farlow. I'm Bob McWilliams. Let's hear a band led by drummer Philly Joe Jones that played the music of the great composer Tad Dameron. It's the band Dameronia and the Tad Dameron composition, Sid's Delight, here on KPR.
Thank you.
Philly Joe Jones and the band Damaroni and the 1982 LP from Uptown Records from the Vinyl Vault called To Tad With Love, Tad Dameron's piece called Sid's Delight, which Tad recorded in 49. Miles Davis, a few years later, recorded and called it Tad's Delight. And the original title, Sid's Delight, from this 1982 LP, To Tad With Love, here on our Vinyl Vault Hour of Jazz in the Night with guitarist George Benson on the way playing a Charlie Parker blues tune. Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross first sang together for a recording using a lot of multi-tracking. They had not performed live.